Welcome to The Human Experience, Perspectives in Anthropology. I'm Anton Daughters. When we think of romance, we often think of love as well. Yet throughout much of history, the two words have not always been associated with each other. In fact, the Western concept of romantic love, that is, love tied to particular rituals of courtship, is one that was largely codified in Europe in the late Middle Ages. Romantic love has its roots in chivalry, an idea that originated in feudal France in the 11th century. Chivalry was a code of conduct for knights that emphasized courage, honor, and fidelity, traits that, if properly used on the battlefield, could, according to medieval thinking, elevate war to a kind of exalted art form, a noble cultural endeavor. Love, much like war, often involved passionate and impulsive behavior. As such, it demanded its own set of rules and conventions. Chivalry, with its emphasis on honor and fidelity, formed the basis of these rules, and a series of 12th and 13th century books formalized them by suggesting that long ritualized courtships were necessary for a successful relationship. The books outlined what were defined as proper standards of behavior. Men were expected to use witty and seductive rhymes when speaking to women. Women, on the other hand, were expected to communicate their desires through symbolic forms of dress. A blue skirt, for example, represented fidelity. A green one, new love. Though few of these conventions survive today, their underlying purpose, the ritualization and formalization of dating, is still one of the most widespread Western approaches to love and romance. The Human Experience is made possible by a grant from the New Mexico Endowment for the Humanities.